the creation. Before this world came to be, there lived in the sky country an ancient chief. In the center of his land grew a beautiful tree, which had four white roots stretching to each of the directions, the north, the west, the south, the east. And from that beautiful tree, all good things grew. It came to be that the tree was uprooted, and through the hole it made in the sky country fell the young wife of that ancient chief. A handful of seeds which she grabbed from the tree as she fell was clutched in her hand. Now far below, there was only water, and the water creatures looked up as they swam. "Someone comes," said the duck. "We must make room for her." The great turtle swam up from his place in the depths.
"There is room on my back," the great turtle said.
"But there must be earth where she can stand," said the duck. And he dove under the waters, but could not reach the bottom. "I shall bring up earth," the loon then said, and dove too, but could not reach the bottom.
"I shall try,"
said the beaver, and dove, but could not reach the bottom. Finally, the small muskrat tried. Dove as deeply as she could, swimming until lungs almost burst, with one paw touched the bottom and came up with a tiny, tiny speck of earth.
"Place the earth on my back,"
Great Turtle said, and they placed the earth on his back.
"Spread it around," he said,
and as they spread the tiny speck of earth, it grew larger and larger and larger until it became the whole world. Then two swans flew up, and between their wings they caught the woman who fell from the sky. They brought her down gently, down to the new earth, where she dropped her handful of seeds from the sky country. And then it was the first plants grew, and life on this new earth began.